Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Lifted Souls first ever podcast episode. My name is Darcy, and yeah, I just want to say a big thank you for listening and welcome. I'm glad you're here. This is important to me. Let's see, it is October. It is already October 24th. The weather is finally getting cooler. I'm in my sweats for one of the first times ever this season. And today, this is a sobriety podcast. I'm fairly new to sobriety this time around, but I have a lot of experience with many goes of trying to, you know, take long breaks here and there throughout my adulthood. I don't know if I'll go too much into my whole, you know, drinking career story this episode. I really want to just give an explanation and kind of an idea of what I want Lifted Souls podcast to be, which is just a really safe, open, you know, conversations, stories. I'd love to have, you know, people come on and share their personal stories and their journeys with sobriety as well. I have an app that counts my days. Today is 109. About, you know, I'm a little over 3.5 months. I started on my birthday this year. It was very intentional. I just really knew I was in need of a really long break from alcohol right now. And also, before we go any further, I do want to apologize for my voice. I'm getting over a cold. First time I've been sick in like over a year. And I also have my fat, fluffy orange cat Piper going in and out of her cat door. But I wanted to get the ball rolling on this episode. I am also in school right now, and I'm in a web design and development class. And this week is podcasts. But this is something I have been wanting to do for a really long time. You know, as I said before, I've taken many breaks from alcohol intake and substances, and this time around, I've been pretty open with my family and close friends that I want to go a whole year. And that's why I started intentionally on my birthday. I knew I had it planned, and I knew I was going to take this really long break. So it's a little vulnerable, I think, trying to start a podcast when I'm only 3.5 months in, but you got to start somewhere. And I want to encourage other people who are maybe just sober curious at the moment and still exploring, you know, their own relationship with alcohol and drinking and that whole lifestyle or other substances as well. You know, I've had my share of party days and even just, you know, with marijuana, the legal term. Yes, I used to smoke a lot of weed, and I don't do that anymore. I quit a long time ago, quit cigarettes a long time ago. So this is like I am raw dogging it. Like, I don't like that term, but it's true. Like, it's really raw. I have like nothing in my system for a really long time. No mind altering anything. Actually, this cold, it hit me really hard. And so I took like literally 10 milliliters, the recommended dose of Robitussin, one of the nights because my throat was just so sore and I just have a really bad dry cough. And I felt like I took a shot. I looked it up. I'm like, oh my God, is there alcohol in that? I feel like, ooh, like a little buzz almost, but I think it's like less than 2% or something. So I was like, wow, that's a sign. I am on the journey. I'm on the path for sure. But yeah, I really love podcasts. I've been diving deep into them. I've listened to a lot along the way throughout the last few years. Really, I've gotten into them. Every time I take breaks, I kind of like submerge fully into podcasts all day. And I'm really lucky right now because I have a job where I can listen to podcasts as I'm working a lot. So that has really helped me, and that is why I am inspired to create this podcast. I guess that's the whole point, is to inspire other people, you know, and share what's working for you, because everyone is different, and everyone is different in different parts of their lives too. I have been to AA before when I was younger. But this time around, I have not been to any meetings. I wouldn't say I'm doing it on my own, but I'm finding other ways to, you know, feel a sense of community and sobriety, which I still do feel like it's really small. And so I would love to like grow my own local community more. I'm kind of just hopping on the bandwagon of like other like Facebook groups or other podcasts that already exist. I'm really busy though. I would really love to, you know, create like get-togethers, craft nights, or anything really for people in my local community to just like meet and connect and talk about sobriety and share stories. I think that would be really cool. And I think it's really needed in the small town that I'm living in and even the county. So that's one of the goals for Lifted Souls. Another is to grow the website and just kind of maybe do a blog. I like writing, but, you know, I don't know. I'm just kind of trying to see what people would like to see and what would help other people, I guess. Anyways, sobriety is really cool. And I feel like I'm not just being a nerd, but I feel like I'm part of the cool club now. I've actually just recently, this past week, I know these two people, but I just found out that they're on their own journeys of sobriety. And these are people that, you know, they're acquaintances, I guess they're work acquaintances. And I just thought it was really cool. And maybe I needed it like literally the day that I had these conversations, you know, because sometimes it can definitely be lonely. You know, especially like if many of your friends are still in it drinking as we all did and together. So it's nice to see like a new wave of other people really joining, like hopping on the sobriety train. I also have been seeing like a lot of Facebook friends like shouting out about their like 1 year, you know, soberversaries and that I didn't know, you know, had been on that journey, because I think it's, for some reason, you know, it is a vulnerable thing. I think it's hard for people like myself included to just say it out loud sometimes, and you don't know how people will receive it, which is like really ironic because it's a total like positive health choice, like maybe one of the best ever that you can make for yourself and for your family and everyone around you and your health. And anyways, but it definitely comes with, like, I just feel like it leads into more conversation. And that's why I like connecting, you know, with people about it. And I feel like really connected to those people now. I'm also going to apologize for the podcast in general in the future. I have dyslexia and I will 100% mix up my words sometimes. So just be warned. But yeah, I'm feeling really, really good, you guys. I feel like once you hit the 3-month mark, and I've been here before, so I'm not just saying this like the first time ever, newbie, but it feels good. And I feel like this is where it starts to kind of just, you really get in a rhythm of your everyday life without alcohol involved. And you've already gotten past like the really, really freaking hard parts that you go through in the beginning that can be so challenging and can totally like make or break your whole journey, you know? So yeah, I just wanted to give that update that I'm feeling good in my body and my mind. I will admit that I am totally replacing ice cream still in like my nightly routine sometimes, not at all the time, but definitely often. But that's okay. Everyone says give yourself grace in the beginning. And so that is one thing I have given myself grace on. And but I'm trying to get into like some more just like movement activities, like in exercises. I mean, I just bought myself a longboard because I used to do that when I was younger. And I mean, I'm still young, whatever. I'm 34. I still feel young. Sometimes I feel old. Depends on the day. But anyways, I bought a longboard so that me and my daughter can go like riding together and with her on her little bike. And so, I just feel like that's something that, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's the time, like the age that she is now, where I feel more comfortable just like riding around with her because she's starting to be more independent and aware. Like she is so smart and will like move over for cars and stuff, even though we're in a really safe area where, and I would only do it in a really quiet, safe area. But my thought is, I don't know, maybe this is a sobriety thing. Like, you know, I have more energy on the weekends. I'm not just like self-pitying on the weekend. I'm not spending any time on the weekend hungover. Like, God, that's such a waste of time. It's just awesome. Like, I love, love, love my weekends hangover free. That right there is the best. It's seriously the best feeling ever. You know, even being sick this week, it's like, whatever, at least I'm not sick and hungover. So, I don't know. It's going good. I hope this episode, you know, as the first episode of Lifted Souls, can inspire just anyone listening. You know, this is just my life where it's at right now. And yeah, it's always a journey. But yeah, just if wherever you're at, keep going. And I just want to, you know, I want to stay on this path, and really, I really hope to find other people that are doing the same thing and want to. Because there is a way out. And sometimes you just need a little encouragement or inspiration. You know, this stuff can be deadly. I mean, I lost a friend just like about a month ago to alcohol-related issues. I don't even know the full details, but, you know, because we were high school friends and hadn't connected in like years, really, but man, I really loved that girl, and it's just really sad what, it's like we're so young. I mean, I like I said, it's like, not a kid, but man, that's too young to pass from alcohol. Come on, like alcohol is not worth it. There's so much more to life. Anyways, may she rest in love. And yeah, it was weird timing because I had already made this decision before hearing about that. And so if anything, it's like, man, that was like drinking is like the last thing I want to do, So, it's just another wake up call. And it's like, man, this life is just, it really is really precious. And I mean, that's just how I'm feeling right now. And that's why I was inspired to just step away from it. I'm a mom, and I don't want to miss more than, man, time flies so fast. I don't know if it's a getting older thing or if it's a being a parent thing, but I'm like, can we just slow down for a little bit and enjoy this life? And yeah, I don't want to waste any more time like feeling like crap from alcohol or blacking out from it. I mean, because I'm a total blackout drinker. That's not something I'm ashamed of. That's just my genes, I think. So, I know I'm not the only one in that. So, anyways, I think I'm going to wrap up this first episode. And thank you again so much for listening. And I hope to get this going and make it a regular thing. So hopefully I will talk to you soon. Bye.